It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Green Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show right here on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Doug Novsik in the lobby of United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon, a bank that's big enough to be a full-service bank and do anything you need, but small enough to tailor their services to what your needs are. Coach, thanks for the time. Always good to talk with you about basketball, the week behind and the week we're looking forward to. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the Washington game, which they were very similar team to Mount Vernon. They just they were very, very intense, and they did something better than a high school team I've seen in a long, long time, and that is Mount Vernon moved the ball extremely well that game for the most part and moved themselves very well. And when a guy would be open and get the pass, the defense recovered so quickly. I mean, it was like you think, okay, this guy's open, he'll get a shot. Got a guy in his face immediately. Was that my imagination? Or?
Well, they were sound. They were physical. Kids for even younger kids, and that's the thing that stood out right away. But what they did more than anything else, they got 14 offensive rebounds. And
that was the point that you'd made earlier, a few weeks earlier, that we need to focus on.
Difficult to free throws, everything. We got back into another situation, Alan, when, we needed some stops. We needed some grit down there. We had a couple rebounds there we should have had. Obviously, they had 14 offensive rebounds, and we played well enough offensively. I think a lot of these losses that we've had, I think we were at 53% or something in the field. Our turnovers weren't much. We had some untimely ones. But you can't give. And they're playing well. I mean, that was their fourth or fifth straight win.
Right.
They're a good team. I haven't seen them a whole lot until we got ready to play them. And I know they had some stuff going on there early in the year, new coach, and he's done a great job. I thought they were a pretty good team.
Cooper Wright had a heck of a ball game. I had him for 6 of 7 at two-pointers and 3 for 4 from three-point. Uh-huh. And his lone misses were very late in the game.
Yeah.
He was, just red hot. And in addition to that, he ran the ball club for them very well, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a great game. And they, it was a game we came out and just we didn't. It reminded me of a couple early games. We didn't get stops. We didn't really set the tone defensively with them. And then, like I said, you can't give up that many opportunities. We don't have enough depth. We don't have enough size, and they're a stronger physical team. And you can't just put that much pressure on your defense.
Yeah, like you said, your margin of error is very narrow. We can compete with everybody. The difference is putting it over the top, and you got a narrow margin of error. So 14 offensive rebounds, and my high school coach always said, basic games, a rebound you get a point per possession.
Mm-hmm.
So if we get a rebound, that's a point for us, and it's a point the other team doesn't get.
Yeah.
So those 14 rebounds translated into 14 points up and 14 points down in a nutshell. And that's the difference in the ball game. What was it, a 12-point ball game?
Yeah, the 12 was, they had some free throws late.
Right,
foul, and they converted, I'll give them that. But it was a closer game than that. But
yeah, it was. It was. That's one of those things you either play it to lose close or you play it to win, and you might win or you might lose by a little bit bigger score. Yeah. But what's the difference?
Yeah, so. We could have. But, these are the teams, though. If you look at it now, Alan, they're all good. I mean, you don't have any, there's an outside chance, if you get to the finals Saturday that the team on the other side would have. I don't know if Central has a winning record. Mm-hmm. I don't think Memorial does. But you're not going to see any more teams that are 6-15 or 12, whatever. I mean, they're all good now, and certainly Tuesday is, and if we lucky enough, then we play Friday. I mean, it's just these are the kind of games that I know we're capable of winning. I was telling the team, I don't think Hauser, the team, I'm almost positive the team we beat in Switzerland County has lost since we beat them. Fairfield, Illinois just won their 19th game and won their regional title.
You've got to be kidding.
So, wow. You know, we've beat, competed, you know. Mm-hmm. Southridge had a good year. We went down there. But, you know, we had some games that, and you know, home games at that, you know, you want to set the tone and you want to win these games for a lot of different reasons. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, we've practiced well this week. I've been encouraged by the guys. You know, what they've done. You know, we've watched a lot of the Boonville game. It was a game that we, you know, I think 16 turnovers in that game. Mm. Several of them leading the baskets. We dug a deficit to it, but we you know, we got back. We were in the game and made some bad decisions down the stretch with the ball. Had two turnovers late that, you know, it may not affect the outcome. I don't know. It ended up being a three-point game, and they had one of their better players not play, and he'll play it. He'll play Tuesday. Good player, Cash Willis. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's, you know, I think we're ready. We'll do a little shoot around tomorrow, a little bit more prep, but we've had good workouts.
Everybody healthy?
Yeah, we're good. We're good, everyone. We've had some kids sick that you know, we've had Caleb Aldridge and Keaton Gibbons have been down. They were here today. They haven't practiced in a while. I've been around. The flu has hit the town here quite a bit. And that, it hasn't killed us. Those two kids, they were out. 2-3 days with it. They had it pretty bad. But that's where everybody else has kind of escaped it. But, yeah, we're good.
All right. Okay, that's always a big thing at this time of year, especially, as you said, you got a short bench. Mm-hmm. And you've done an excellent job, I think, of rotating the boys and managing their legs. You always talk about short practices.
Yeah.
Feeling good as far as that goes?
Are
they
so.
Worn down? Or
you know, and getting back to Washington, I was kicking myself a little. We should have gotten Nash out, you know, and I've done a, you know, it's just hard because he handles the ball and does some. I thought he was fatigued late in the game. We had a couple of guys I thought were, you know, we seemed fatigued. And, you know, and sometimes it's amazing how much you just get a kid, you know, 40 minutes before the end of a quarter, and they sit there, and it's enough to kind of rejuvenate. And that was the one thing I thought I did a poor job of in that game was, you know, finding a time there, you know, to get him out. And we'll see how the game Tuesday goes, you know. But Washington was, they were physical. I mean, that was the thing that really stood out.
They were physical, and he was, you had a kind of a committee. I mean, you were switching on defense and stuff, but Cooper Wright was extremely quick. Mm-hmm. So when Nash is handling the ball, sometimes I guess the word relax would be too strong. Sometimes he can kind of relax when he's handling the ball because the defender's not that good. But Cooper Wright was extremely quick, so that would kept Nash on his edge and would have maybe fatigued him a little bit. But you've done a good job of doing that, giving him, you know, a 30-second blow here and there, and or 30 seconds before the end of the quarter. Then they get the quarter break, and those are really good strategic moves on your part. But sometimes it's real tough in your situation,
it is. Especially we've used timeouts as well. You hate to, but we did some of that in that game, and we'll do that looking forward. You want to have timeouts into the game, but you know, you can at this level, you know, the game, you know, it moves quickly, and you can use. And we've done that. I know we did it up Switzerland County quite a bit. We used timeouts to get rest, so we didn't have to necessarily sub. Mm-hmm. And or timeout, got a guy out, you know, sit there for a while, then play resumes, getting back that way. So there's some things that we can still do. And but, you know, the reality is here, you know, as you get into this, you know, there'll be some adrenaline, obviously. This is different. Be a big crowd there, I'm assuming. I'm hoping I'm confident we'll have great support there. And then this is, you know, this is where you grit your teeth now, and you got to go out there and get it done. And go get a ball and get a rebound when it's time, get a stop, and take care of the ball. This is what, you know, the tournament. I told the guys today, most of the teams that fail at this time of year is guys that don't do the little things. You know, the bait, you know, you got to take care of the details of everything you do. And it's not about somebody going out and have to get 30 or, you know, fall away jumpers. It's, you know, game plans, you know, switches, things like that, and we didn't get off to the greatest start today in a couple of deals, but these guys rebounded.
Yeah. Okay. Well, real good. We'll take our first break right now and come back and we'll talk about the South Spencer game, and then we'll go to Boonville. So you're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult, and when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's Vehicle of the Week is a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive crew cab RST package. This sharp silver truck has black wheels and black racing stripes, just 95,000 miles, the 5.3-liter V8, running boards, and a spray-in bed liner. Check out the pictures today at actpreowned.com or swing by the lot at 312 College Avenue and take it on a test drive. You can make this yours today for $29,985. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon.
Spring is just around the corner, and Bud's Hardware in Mount Vernon is stocking up to help you out. Get mulch in cypress, black, brown, and red. Three bags for $10. Package flower seeds and vegetable seeds. Buy one, get one for $2.49. 50-pound bags of Kentucky 31 Tall Fescue grass seed for $69.99. Bud's Hardware is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware on Main Street.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show right here on 106.7 WMBI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Doug Novsik in the United Fidelity Bank lobby right here on the basketball court. It's kind of good, gets us in a good atmosphere. We're going to talk about the South Spencer game a little bit. That game, you want the players playing better and better at the end of the season. You had four guys in double figures and another one with eight. The thing that I found ironic, the first one to hit double figures was Boozy. Yep. He hadn't scored as much this season, but he has of late. Second one was Schickle, and he's kind of been up and down scoring-wise. And the two leading scorers, Hosted and Rob, got theirs in the second half. Mm-hmm. But the other two got them in the first half, which – that's fine. I don't care where they come from. It's great balance. Neither of them took poor shots. They were both high percentage performances, but they did that. And then Reese Harshbarger, what else can you ask of a guy, sixth man off the bench? I had him for 8 points, didn't miss a shot from the floor, was 1 for 2 free throws, had 6 rebounds and 2 fouls and some pretty good defense in there. That was just a lot of contributions from a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, Grayson came out and really shot the three well early, and we were going to go into Brady. We knew they were smaller, and, you know, we've made it a point in a lot of games here because Brady's been really effective down there. Just and when he gets it down there, he's at 60, I think, 2% now. But it was really good to see. You know, and I want to thank everybody, the people that came out for the senior night. The families that the particularly, you know, I know Nikki Hostetter was very involved. The mothers of these kids, all the arrangements that they made throughout our cheerleading sponsor Heather, she their work with the gifts And I know when you're a bigger staff, and Sarah Aldridge stepped in too to help with, and there's probably I'm missing, but just there's a lot of people. It's a lot of effort that went in to making that happen before the game, and it's really neat what they did. I know the kids even stayed afterwards, I guess, and did a lot of stuff. But you know,
they had a little ceremony afterwards, was really cool, and a lot of people were down on the floor, and more than just family, there were students and friends and everybody. The community,
You know, we talked a lot about it. I've been fortunate to be around a lot of programs where you make it a big deal. Senior night's a big deal. And in this situation, we've talked for so long, Alan, about these kids. And you've been around them longer than I have. You've seen them grow up. This town has seen them grow up. And for them, and I told them, you know, it's none of this stuff. When you go and you do these things, it's a lot more fun when you win. And, you know, we came out and just everybody, as you said, it was just, I mean, it was a little bit shaky there. Really. Bryce, the senior night, was going to be about 2 minutes when he went down.
That was a loud thump on the floor, and I'm just glad it wasn't his head.
It's fortunate that, you know, then he was able to come back. But
I thought you did a good thing, too. You took him out. I mean, every kid's going to tell you, I want to shoot the free throws.
Well, we had to take him out because Kathy, our trainer, went out. That's kind of the rule. I didn't know the rule. We were talking to – I know in college that's the rule. If the trainer comes out there, then it's done. They have to come out.
Okay.
And it's the same at the high school level. Okay. So that was, you know, what we were sitting there debating there with the officials, and so we got him out. We had to, and he was okay, but
as shaken up as he was, don't put the ball in his hand to shoot free throws. And at that point, the game was pretty close, so you don't want him.
Well, it just started, really. I think I don't know how. It wasn't a couple minutes in, but you know, we did a lot of good things. We didn't defend very well. They were an unusual team in that they were small, and they. One of the things that we've struggled with all year, Alan, is backside cutting. Cutting to the ball from away, back, and just we were talking a little about just straight back cuts, and they were an active team. And we went zone and really changed the game in terms of, we got a lead and they struggled. We knew they didn't shoot it great, and they were going to shoot, and they didn't shoot it much. They used a lot of clock, and we executed and did what we had to do there. We played a lot of zone second half, probably more zone than we've played.
Was that to protect fouls or legs?
Well, we weren't stopping them in terms of, I think they were.
Well, Fuke was driving pretty well.
Which he does. I mean, that's what they drive it. I want to say they were 6-9 or something there early in the first half. So we just, we got fouls. I mean, we had a lot of guys get one, when that turns to two, it's a problem.
Were very few fouls called in that game, though. That was
in the second half. There was a bunch early. I think Bryce got one. Bootsy got one. Everybody.
It was one on everybody, though. Yeah. Nobody was in trouble. So
we were a little bit worried about if that would turn to two quick. But anyway, it was just they didn't have, and sometimes we'll play zone. I'd learned this years ago. We played zone against, I was at University of Nevada playing a very good Akron team. We had a bunch of shooters, but they didn't do anything. They stood out there. So it was easy to see them. And so we knew they didn't have a real complex zone attack, and we were able to match them. And it worked out pretty good, obviously. And then, we played well. We shot the ball well. Obviously, they did some things.
Yeah, you did. And this game, you won all four quarters, 22-12 in the first one, 16-13 in the second one, 12-6 in the third one, fourth one, 15-12. But the scoring, 22 points in a quarter, that's a lot for Mount Vernon team. Yeah. And then you follow that up with 16, 12, and then 15. So it was fairly consistent across the board. But that was do you know off the top of your head the shooting percentage for the game? Because you were pretty high.
We were back mid-50s there, and I think we were high 40s from the three. We didn't get to the line. We were 4-7, I think, the line. We haven't. That's the one thing that we just have not done this year, and that's been more on me in terms of just we haven't gotten fouled enough, and some of it is we've bailed people out, and we've got around the basket with how we've tried to finish. But, you want to have a team that can get to the foul line more than we have, and that's one thing that Boonville does a very good job of coming up. They got guys that get fouled, and it affects the game so much if you can get, like particularly with us, if you've got a team that's not real deep, and the high school level, there's a big change between the starters and the bench and just about every program. So you want to try to get into that. We haven't been able to capitalize on that, but maybe it'll change.
Yeah, and your players, they all have real good shooting form. You don't have somebody that has the funky looking shooting form, but he makes shots. They're really good shooters when they go to the line, and they are not as effective. Like you said, that was 4 for 7 on the game. The Mount Vernon team ought to be 6 out of 7.
Yeah.
I mean, they're that good as shooters. And at that point, I guess it must be mental.
Well, Meyer missed a pair.
Yes.
So that, and then Brady missed one. So that was really – it wasn't like, you know, we had a bunch of – but
– Reese missed one.
Reese missed one, too, so it must have been but it was – you know, we're just – we spent time on it, obviously, technique-wise. Probably should have done more throughout the year, but just the fact that it's – and it's a different game at 32 minutes, you know, with the high school. You don't – there's not – no shot clock. There's not as many possessions. So that's the thing I kind of sit there and I have to remind myself that – you're not going to get to the foul line as much at the high school level, the shorter game, and no shot clock. You know, there's not as many possessions. So, but, you know, we'll hopefully have, you know, we'll play off in a way offensively that we have to get fouled coming up here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just be more active and aggressive, forcing the ball into the paint and such. Tell you what, that brings to the end of the South Spencer game. We will come back after this break and talk about the sectional. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community, specializing in commercial and industrial services. Russell's offers site preparation for new construction projects, demolition and industrial maintenance services. All services rendered with emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats Athletics is family-owned Russell's Excavating, located at 6800 Littard Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Are you looking for a move-in ready home in Mount Vernon? T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty invites you to check out this beautifully updated ranch at 312 West Sherman Street, priced at just $207,500. This 3-bedroom, 1-bath home offers nearly 1,400 square feet of comfort with major updates already done, including a newer roof with a transferable warranty, HVAC, electric, flooring, appliances, and more. There's even a full basement with plumbing in place for future living space. Topped off with stunning landscaping and a 1-year home warranty, this truly checks all the boxes. Check it out today at tmilam.com and email Adrian to take the next step towards your new home. T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, going that extra mile.
Spring is calling and the open road is waiting. Whether you're chasing weekend getaways or planning your next big adventure, Expressway Jeep in Mount Vernon, Indiana has you covered. From new Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram vehicles to reliable pre-owned rides and expert service and maintenance, we'll make sure every mile of your spring road trip is smooth and worry-free. Stop by today or start your journey online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram. Your road trip starts here and the adventure never ends.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the final segment of the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show right here on 106.7 WMVI. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Doug Novsik in the lobby of the United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon. We're going to talk about the sectional matchup tomorrow night, a game against Boonville. And over the years, Mount Vernon and Boonville have established a very healthy rivalry. And the game the last time was close, 3 points, although first half was good. Second half, you came out and dug a hole. Took 4 minutes to score in the third quarter. If you take out that 4 minutes of the game,
yeah.
It's, you know, might be a different result. It's one of those things we talk about, trying to play 32. And that game, I'd say we played 28, and that was just left us short.
Yeah, well, we turned the ball over, and you know, just several times in that. And we really, looking back, we missed some opportunities in the first half against the press to score. We turned it over a couple of times. We had two bad decisions at the rim. We should have dropped it off. Would have been for layups, and we worked a lot on that. We worked on it really all year, but it's you know. Give them credit. Kane came out and not made a three all year. Makes four in the first half, and two of them were contested. We were playing a little bit off of him, but he came out, and he's a good player. He's just a guy that creates a lot of problems because he can drive the ball, he can finish, and if he's, you know, I think he's made two threes since that night. But well, you know, that's the way it goes. But kids, he's active. He's really a load. Defensively, and Akash Willis now is back. He's a very good player who did not play first game. He's very seasoned, and they've just got a lot of kids that kind of similar to us in a little bit. The kids that have played together for a while, I think they've got a great kind of chemistry about them. You know, they've got size. I mean, McCain's a big kid. You know,
He's about a good matchup for Brady. He's about similar size. There's no size mismatch one way or the other for these two teams. So as far as hitting the boards, I mean, if the Mount Vernon kids will get after it like they can, that can take away that advantage. And then you know you talked about turnovers. Mount Vernon on the year has averaged pretty low turnovers, haven't they?
We're higher than we need to be, but we've just had several games where we have had double digit 15, you know, and those have all been losses. Princeton, Boonville, I believe Tri-West was a high turnover game, and since Lincoln, I think but we've had times where, you know, we've also had a lot of high assist games. So our assist to turnover ratio is above water, which is always, you know, good. I've never been a part of a team where it wasn't that was any good. But we have turned it over far too many times this year, and a lot of it more kind of careless.
I was going to say it had to be careless because you got four guards on the floor at all times, and they're experienced, they're good ball handlers, they're intelligent players.
Well, I mean, it's a matter of, you know, you've got to put the ball in hands of people that where they can do something with it. I mean, they've done some of that, throwing the guys in bad positions, and really just, you know, I think we had some success against their press in the first half where, you know, we got the ball to the rim, we had some opportunities, and we didn't turn it over. And then I think we got a little bit casual towards the end of the half, and we didn't attack. We had some bad. You know, we had guys hold the ball, and they use the press well. I mean, it's what they do is you've seen a lot of teams in college do just to work the shot clock some.
Yeah.
But this doesn't really affect it at the high school level. But, you know, they do a good job of using that to keep you from an offensive rhythm, and you've got to kind of come down, you know, you set up, which we did. We haven't had many issues with that. We've just run into, as you've seen, just segments of the game where – where we lose games there, like you're talking about, and a lot of times it's been right out of the half, where you got a 2-3 minute stretch there where, you know, you don't score and you turn it over and you get down. Now you're fighting back, and it's hard to do.
Yeah, you went into the halftime, if I'm not mistaken, you were down 9 or 10.
We were down 9.
Nine. You got down as far as 16 that first 4 minutes, and then we thought, okay, if you can get it down to 10 going into the fourth. It'd be a lot better. We were wanting to take that 9-point deficit and get it cut in half by the fourth, and then all of a sudden it was 16, and you did get it cut down to.
Oh, we had it. It was
six or eight or something.
It was at 4 with 2 minutes to go.
It was ball game. Yeah, but you had a chance going into fourth, and you did make it a heck of a ball game. Just couldn't quite get it over the top once again. But if you can eliminate those blank stretches that, you know, with little and keep the focus. And these kids, that's another thing. These kids are mature. They've been at it a long time. They're going to give you everything they got tomorrow night.
Well, I think so. And I think we're going to expect the same from them. I mean, this is the one thing is you you get into, I mean, my old boss, Barry Collier, he had a great saying. He always tell me, he said, Doug, the other team's got to say what happens.
Yeah.
You get your team ready, you get them fired up. But, you know, the other team's coming to play, too. And I'm certainly they're going to do that. They're on their home floor. This is probably, a whole lot about Boonville basketball, but I think this is probably as good a team as they've had.
Yeah.
Certainly they got off to an unbelievable start. And, you know, and they've got a really dynamic player and yeah, guards. They've got a good mix of everything here, and it's going to be a battle. We're going to have to play well.
Yeah, this is the best record I remember them having in a long time. And I don't remember sometimes in high school you've got an anomaly. You've got a really strong team that maybe loses a couple games they shouldn't, so the record might be watered down a little bit. But not in this case. Yeah. They've won everything they should. And but I don't think I wouldn't look at that and say, gee, you've got a tall order in front of you. You got a good, hard, competitive game, but so do they.
Yeah.
So get out there tomorrow night. Anything I haven't asked you that you'd like me to ask you?
No, just once again, just want to thank everybody, Alan, for, you know, senior night, everything. I mean, the support that you know, we didn't play a lot of home games, but we were here. I thought we had great fan support. Students, band, I mean, just a lot. Our cheerleaders do a phenomenal job. You know, they're there all the time, and just it's been neat to see that this community, you know, support these kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this I always talk about the quality of the kids you got. You can tell a lot about the parents and everybody that you know, good quality kids. And in the future, whoever, you know, business owners in town, hire them. They're going to be good employees and good productive members of the society and in the community here. With that, I will we will turn it back. I just want to tell everybody, come out. Game time is approximately 7 o'clock. It's the second game of the two. And, you know, get out there. We typically have good crowds at Boonville, but we need to have a better one. These kids need help getting pushed over the top. And if you've never played, you don't understand how much the crowd can really help you. And so they'll hopefully we can get enough people out there and give these guys the support that they deserve. And, Coach, thank you for your time, and we look forward to tomorrow night. And with that, I'll send it back to Dave and say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler. Keep up to date with the Mount Vernon Wildcats on 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.